Now, a recently released Europe-wide survey found that young people in the Czech Republic are the leading smokers of cannabis in the whole of the European Union. Before the fall of the Iron Curtain, drugs were largely unheard of in Czech society and were very much an underground phenomenon. Today, however, marijuana in particular seems to have become accepted as a normal part of life in the Czech Republic. Ian Willoughby has the story in this week's Talking Point.
In a basement bar a stone's throw from Prague's Charles Bridge, there's a mostly young crowd. The beer and wine are flowing, and every once in a while somebody passes around a joint. A study by the European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction found that of Czechs aged 16 to 34, 22% said they had smoked cannabis in the previous year. That's more than in any other EU country. For Czechs today, marijuana seems to be a normal part of life.
A couple of years ago, it used to be like, I'm cool, I'm smoking marijuana. Nowadays, it's just normal. Here, they're pretty used to young people smoking on the street. So, like, I'm not hiding. Like, I don't smoke marijuana when I'm in a club because they could get problems. But on the street, yeah, it's okay. I think people just don't care.
I don't smoke. I used to, but my friends, I know they smoke, some of them a lot.
The attitude is very open-minded. Even my parents, that it's older generation, they don't take it as a real danger or anything.
But the chances are that girl's parents would have been unlikely to come across cannabis or any other drugs when they themselves were young. Translator and writer Josef Rauwolf recalls what it was like in communist Czechoslovakia.
Of course, people knew about cannabis, but mostly just know about it. And when some lucky ones had access to either homegrown or, well, smuggled, well, mostly homegrown because smuggling it across the border was 2 years in prison, at least. The lucky ones, they had it, but the quality was very poor. If you had it on your garden, nobody could call the police because they didn't know what it's about.
But, says Josef Rauwolf, have changed hugely since the Velvet Revolution, and not just among the young.
The attitude towards marijuana, it's quite liberal, even amongst just normal, average people, you know, like people in the small village, they smoke it, and they don't take it as something special, something extra. They take it as just to have a few beers or they have a few joints. It's not like it used to be like intellectuals or, you know, underground, so-called counterculture. No, normal people, you know, people driving the tractors or I don't know.
Viktor Mravčík is the director of state agency, the National Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction. He says another change in the last decade and a half is that cannabis has become a business.
Market and distribution of marijuana has changed. In past, marijuana was given for free or it was very cheap. It wasn't commercialized. There wasn't market for marijuana in, let's say, in the beginning of 90s. Now it's commercialized. Very rarely you can be just given marijuana. It's simply product on the black market.
Mr. Mravčík's own organization monitors drug use in the Czech Republic. So the figures for Europe-wide consumption released last month come as no surprise to him. But he says they could give a misleading impression.
I have to say that the Czech Republic is not like only one in the top. There is a group of 4 or 5 countries with very similar numbers. For example, UK is one of them. And we have to see this marijuana issue in the broader context of other psychoactive substances, even legal or especially legal psychoactive substances. Czech society is traditionally tolerant to use of alcohol, especially alcohol and also tobacco.
And he says the survey by the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction focuses on the percentage of people who smoked the drug at least once in the previous year. It doesn't take into account other factors.
It doesn't say anything about intensive marijuana use, about more frequent marijuana use and so on. Maybe Czechs are curious. They would like to try different things in their life.
Hidden on an old town side street, about 3 minutes from Charles Bridge, is Prague's drop-in drug clinic. Its founder, Dr. Ivan Doda, accepts that cannabis use is common in this country, but he also questions the data.
You know, the statistics are a little bit problem about drugs. We can take it very optimistically that we are open society and our youngsters are good enough and free enough to speak about that. Second, it could be a good news for us because we have to take it like complex. It means if it's less of the hard drugs and more of so-called soft drugs, it's good news for us. And I think that there are not too big differences between European countries. I mean, 5 or 6 European countries, and these differences are not so big one.
Some people have told me that the Czechs are the top beer drinkers in the world, and that there may be a connection. They like to relax.
Yes, maybe that it's something about national character, that we prefer to smoke marijuana, you know, because it's a drug of smiling, of music, of eating and other very pleasant things. I remember 10, 12 years ago, it was some demonstration of skinheads, you know, and it was really aggressive conflict with the other side of some anarchists or something like that. And about 200 meters from this big aggressive conflict were some demonstration of marijuana using. You know, they were singing, dancing, smoking, be in good mood, you know. So I think that the tendency is that marijuana will be very similar like alcohol. Maybe alcohol is in some features much more dangerous than marijuana. It means that we have some new drug in society.
Given that marijuana use is more widespread here now than it was, say, 20 years ago, have you seen in your field, have you seen any negative consequences of people smoking, of Czechs smoking grass?
You know, it is drug. Even if we say that it's soft drug, it is drug and it has some risks, you know. Some people are very sensitive for this drug. It's very similar to alcohol. Some people are very sensitive to alcohol. So we have to do some good informations for youngsters and show them these are risks and you are a responsible person and you have to know that if you are, to have a bad luck, you know, you can be very similar to alcoholics or to people who are using the hard drugs.
As for the legal situation in the Czech Republic, it's somewhat confusing. With possession of an undefined amount not bigger than a small amount, considered just a misdemeanor. Ivan Doda welcomes a new law currently before the Czech Parliament, which should make things a lot clearer.
We will have some stratification, some drug categories, you know, and marijuana will be on the low level, you know. So I think that policy is now more pragmatic than it was 10 years before. But 20 years before was most pragmatic about drugs because Bolshevik was not afraid about drugs. It was not a problem of society.